Hey, this is Jonathan with Limitless Mindset, and in this video, we're going to be doing a comparison of different Russian vendors of nootropics, and I'm going to explain which ones I think are credible and why. Let's dispense with the stereotypes. First of all, when the Soviet Union collapsed, Russian businessmen had a well-deserved reputation for shady dealings. And I wouldn't blame anyone for being skeptical of nootropics or anti-aging medicines that are being sold on Russian websites. However, that was 30 years ago, and times have changed. And now, frankly, you should be skeptical of everyone. The regulating agencies and the FDA are hopelessly corrupt and captured by Big Pharma, who is probably sponsoring your family doctor's next luxurious vacation to some fabulous place. The internet is a double-edged sword when it comes to this. On Amazon, there are numerous supplement products that Amazon tells you are organic, that have those pretty emblems on them saying that they are certified organic, whatever that means. And a lot of these products, when they're subjected to spectroscopy analysis, they turn up catastrophic amounts of toxic heavy metals in them. But on the other hand, the internet gives you an unparalleled ability to sniff out the scams and figure out what actually works. When choosing a Russian nootropic source to buy from online, you want to apply a little more scrutiny than you might normally when shopping online. Reason being, you'll probably use cryptocurrency to order from them, and unlike, for example, using PayPal, there's no guarantee of a refund if you're disappointed or the package gets lost en route. Virtually every e-commerce website on the internet proudly proclaims their satisfaction or money-back guaranteed policy. But in some cases, this is just internet marketing BS. Several times I've had to fill out dispute forms with PayPal or my credit card company to get refunds in cases when an e-commerce store lost my stuff and refused to honor their policies. This is not an option with cryptocurrency. Once the money is sent, it's theirs, and there's no option for refund unless they decide to refund you. There's no one to go complaining to. Bank transfers and different international funds transfers mechanisms are similar. So you want to spend a little bit more time, apply just a little bit more scrutiny to make sure that you're buying from a legit source. And this video and the article that it is linked to below that I would urge you to go and check out will break down some criteria for being a smart consumer. Talking about cryptocurrency, it is a pretty smart idea to use cryptocurrency if you're going to order from some of these Russian sources. First of all, they will often give you a small discount for using cryptocurrency. And who doesn't like saving money? Secondly, when buying drugs or exotic health supplements from abroad, you're dabbling in what might be illegal gray area. Since founding Limitless Mindset in 2011, I've talked with and heard from hundreds of biohackers around the world, And I've never heard of a situation where a consumer got in legal trouble or was charged with a crime for ordering something. I think that almost everywhere around the world, law enforcement authorities just have better things to do than prosecute people who order things through unofficial channels. But we live in a world where online privacy and health freedom is dying. Big tech, your credit card company, and your bank have no qualms with handing your complete transaction records right over to the authorities if you ever get on the wrong side of the law. If you're ever audited by the Internal Revenue Service, do you really want them to know about the Russian nootropics? Some of which have scary sounding names. You've had shipped to you from a warehouse in Moscow or Eastern Europe. While cryptocurrency transactions are not untraceable, cryptocurrency does much to protect your privacy and ensure that you'll never have to explain to a law enforcement officer what modafinil is. If you want to further insulate your privacy, you would be wise to use Monero, which is less traceable and, importantly, send the crypto from a less mainstream wallet service. Coinbase will hand your transaction records over to the government. Before you plug your credit card or cryptocurrency into a Russian website, I urge you to first look up how long they have been in business. The internet is rife with scammy, faceless websites put up anonymously that will take your money and then disappear. For example, RussMedStore.com shut down a year after being launched in 2018. You can use whois.net to check how long a website has been around and if its domain name is expiring soon, an indicator that it's not a serious business. E-commerce stores that plan to be around for a while serving customers will usually have their domain names pre-registered for years, so check when their domain will expire. Importantly, it is crucial to do your own research before consuming pharmaceuticals. Pharmaceutical drugs can be abused and misused. They may have undesirable side effects, which is why buying them typically requires a doctor's prescription. The internet is rife with reports of self-administration of pharmaceuticals gone awry. Like a guy who I linked to his account on Reddit who had a harrowing 30-hour trip, an overdose resulting from just taking memantine at insane dosages. Many will assume that if something is for sale, then it must be safe and it must be regulated by some authority. And in the wild, wild west of the internet, this can be a deadly assumption. Please don't be the next foolish biohacker that kills themselves recklessly using drugs. On the other hand, we have doctors and government regulators to thank for medical catastrophes like the opioid epidemic in the United States. Often, doctors misdiagnose and overprescribe harmful drugs to their patients. The solution is to take extreme ownership of your own health and pharmaceutical decisions. Read studies on PubMed and health science books relevant to your questions. Learn the difference between credible, double-blind, clinical trials and bad science. I have an article on that. When you identify a drug or medicine that seems worthwhile, read the studies on it. Watch the videos about it and listen to podcasts discussing it. Note the dosage and usage recommendations given. Next, comb the internet for anecdotal reports on it. What are people saying about it? What side effects are mentioned? Look in forums for user reports. Search for YouTube vlogs about it. A single anecdote is not very informative. It's just an unverifiable data point. But if 10 people out there on the internet are reporting the same side effect, then that's something to be considered. If you're still confused, reach out to experts. A lot of times you can actually email the authors of studies that have been done on a particular drug. A lot of times you can find their email addresses right there on the PubMed abstract page, or you can do a little bit of Googling and find their email addresses on their university website or whatnot. You'll want to crowdsource a little bit of your research by posting in the biohacker forums that are out there. And of course, you can contact me for a biohacking consultation. Once you've determined that a particular pharmaceutical has clinical and anecdotal evidence supporting its use for your purposes, order it from the most credible source and start with a low, conservative dosage. It will take several hours of focused research to educate yourself, but it will be worth it, and it will be a more informed pharmaceutical decision, probably, than your doctor makes after meeting with you for 5 minutes and jotting down a prescription for you to go fill. The first website that we're going to be looking at is Rupharma. Rupharma is, in my view, the best option for biohackers that want to discreetly get their hands on Russian nootropics, prescription wakefulness vigilance agents like modafinil, biopeptides, and exotic European anti-aging medicines. There are some very potent and proven nootropics like paracetam or Nootropil that you can't find on Amazon or in those aggressively marketed nootropic stacks because they fall into a legal gray area or are classified as not for human consumption. What people are saying about Rupharma? On Trustpilot, they have an impressive 5-star average rating from nearly 200 customers. You can find a number of customer testimonials on Reddit, the vast majority of which are overwhelmingly positive. One satisfied customer reported, "I only ever contacted Rupharma on 3 occasions, and each time Alexei answered the same or next day." Here's the pros. Widest choice of original Russian nootropics and generics such as modafinil, armodafinil, and many others. While their prices are quite competitive, they offer a 10% discount for using cryptocurrency and bulk discounts of up to 30% for their most popular nootropics. Discounts for being a VIP customer who spends over 500 euro or makes bulk purchases. Regular special offers such as buy one get one free on their top nootropic products. Reliable shipping. I've received a half dozen orders from them, and a package has never been lost or an order screwed up, and that's actually pretty impressive. Their website has a nice search function with which you can cross-reference health conditions or issues and their inventory. Orders are dispatched within 3 working days with a tracking number. If you're ordering from abroad, a shipping tracking number is crucial. Rupharma is not a faceless, anonymous e-commerce operation. It's operated by a very professional guy named Alexei, who will respond promptly to your emails. Rupharma is my go-to source for modafinil. The cons. They only accept Visa or MasterCard payments from long-term and verified customers. New customers are advised to use cryptocurrency or a SEPA bank transfer. And they were founded in 2013, do check out the graphic that I created of the countries where they ship to. Next website is mosspharma.com. Biohackers in developed Western European countries often have a real tough time importing packages of nootropics or innovative pharmaceuticals. Moss Pharma is a great option for them to procure cognitive enhancers like Nupept or C-Max, pharmaceutical pain relievers, human growth hormone enhancers, or anxiolytics like Phenibute. What people are saying about Moss Pharma. While it's a newer website, they still have 21 reviews on Trustpilot averaging 4 stars. Pros of Moss Pharma. This is Rue Pharma's sister site for their warehouse based in the EU. This is the best option for those in EU countries who want to minimize the hassle and headache of importing a package from Russia. Orders are also dispatched within 3 working days with a tracking number. If you're ordering from abroad, that's important. And the major con with Moss Pharma is that they only accept cryptocurrency or SEPA bank transfer for payment. And they were founded in 2016. The third website is extrapharmacy.ru. And here's what people are saying about them. They have only 6 reviews on Trustpilot with an average 4-star rating. Other than these reviews on Trustpilot, I was unable to find any of Extra Pharmacy Rue customers speaking online. Apparently, they had a Facebook page where you could see what their customers were saying, but it's been shut down. Here's the pros. Free shipping on orders over $100 for select countries. They show you how to find the expiration dates on packages of Russian drugs. That's helpful. You do want to check the expiration dates on things before consuming them. The cons are that they do not accept cryptocurrency, and the relative lack of third-party credibility makes me just a little bit skeptical. They were founded in 2014. The next Russian online pharmacy worth your attention is cosmicnootropic.com. And here's what people are saying about it. The plus 40 reviews on Trustpilot are a solid indicator that Cosmic is a reliable, credible source. They did a popular vendor launch post on Reddit, which has a number of comments from their happy customers, which can give you a good idea of when to expect your packages from them to arrive. For example, it only takes about 10 days for a shipment to reach Texas. The major pro that I saw notably is that they offer a 10% discount for using cryptocurrency. The cons are no certificate of analysis to be found for their products. Apparently, their website was hacked about 2 years ago. Hopefully, it's secure now. If you're worried about your privacy, it would be a good idea to order using cryptocurrency, an alias, not your real name, and have your package shipped to a P.O. box or a friend's address. And cosmicnootropic.com was founded in 2015. The next website is amphx.com. Here's what people are saying about it. They don't have much third-party credibility. A single Reddit post mentions that someone had some shipping delays, but otherwise was quite pleased. The pros are that they accept cryptocurrency. The cons are that none of their products are COA verified. I personally tried several of their herbal tinctures and was honestly not really impressed compared with some of the organic verified toxin-free herbs that I have extensive experience with. If you don't see a COA for a product, you never know if it's actually good stuff or something that came out of a toxic Chinese factory, and they don't accept PayPal. They were founded in 2017. A final disclaimer, I am not an affiliate of any of these websites. You're not going to see any affiliate links below this video, but Rue Pharma/Moss Pharma has been a sponsor of LimitlessMindset.com, and I've used a number of their products and overall been pretty impressed. So I really can't claim to be totally unbiased here. However, everyone on the internet has some sort of bias. So I hope that you'll just take a look at the information, the objective information that is being presented here, and in the article that corresponds to this, which you will find linked below this video. That article will be updated as I become aware of new information out there about Russian nootropic sources, because I do like trying things that come from countries, that come from different places. And I'm open to any feedback that you guys have to give me. I hope that you do your own research and that you practice a bit of critical thinking when you're doing your online shopping. You know, look into things just a little bit further before you click the buy now button. Again, I'm Jonathan with Limitless Mindset, and I look forward to a continued conversation with you.
Amazon's best boost has left you stuck inside a mental maze. On the hidden forums and the podcasts, you heard the whispered names. Potent molecules from distant lands that play much higher games. Google Translate turned the Cyrillic into a map you could define. As your curious soul ignited for a power more divine. Late at night, you're scrolling with your set tight, trading privacy coins for secrets in the middle of the night.
Ваше любопытство не знает границ. No!
You don't build any boots, Pinella, no gold, Pepsi, Maxillin, Cortex, and
Zero!
You don't need visual meeting, ask a Q1. Forget the old cliches of Slavic babes and Baba's cooking stew. Those 30-year-old stereotypes won't tell you what is true. The businessmen have traded marks for rent and market schemes, afraid of one-star reviews and crushing their digital dreams. They once feared the KGB, now they fear a bad rating just the same. In a world that's moved beyond the old Cold War game. And as for the women that you think you'll find, of nature far too strong for your biology.
Старые стереотипы ушли в прошлое.
It's a dance with danger in a legal gray and misty zone. But since 2011, the stories have been known. Jonathan has heard from hundreds searching for the light. And not a single one was caught or faced a legal fight. The authorities are busy with a thousand other things than chasing down a biohacker for the focus that it brings.
Your trail and move with quiet grace. Use in Monero's shadow to hide your digital face.
Это танец опасностью в серой зоне.
No!
You don't build any boot, Pinella, no Pepsi, Maxillin, Cortex,
Zero Lane!
You'll donate Visual Mint and SKQ01.
One fair law.
Discreet path to the peptides and the glow. Root Pharma is the recommendation for the hackers in the know. From anti-aging wonders to the agents of the wake, they have the trust pilot stars that prove there's no mistake. Reliable shipping, half a dozen packages received. A perfect record of the goods that Jonathan retrieved. No longer shipping from the east, but warehouses near. A seamless bridge to get the smart drugs that you need right here.
источником для вашего разума.
No tropil, femi, butch, pinello, no opepse, maxel, and cortex in
cerebro.
Listen, mil done, visit me, din, SKQ1.
You've ventured so far beyond FD approved. You're undeterred by not for human consumption. Your pharmacological curiosity is boundless, and you'll satisfy it at limitless moments.